Arousal. It's such a complex thing, isn't it? I mean, people get aroused by such different triggers. Like, some find latex and rubber a real turn-on, while to me, they're just uncomfortable and I get way too hot. Others like sex in public places with that underlying thrill of discovery. And that can be fun. I mean, I've experienced that. Just knowing that someone could discover you fucking or masturbating, it adds an element of risk to sex. And there really is such a variety in what pleases different lovers. Like, I've been asked to be a guy's mommy. I've had guys ask me to call them daddy. I've been asked to restrain lovers with handcuffs, gags, and chains. And sometimes I've been asked to deny lovers an orgasm. I guess the pain of blue balls and the anticipation of release is sometimes more exquisite than actually coming. But one reason the two of us make such a perfect pair, why we're so simpatico, is that we both love teasing. We love to be teased, but just as much, we love to tease each other. And when teaser and teased get just as much pleasure from the activity, look out. There's going to be some prolonged foreplay. For me, teasing is all about control, about power. It's such a turn-on for me to know that I'm in complete charge over you, that your happiness, and especially your release, is all down to me. But I know that control isn't something I can take from you. No, it's something you give to me. You love to lie back and put yourself under my spell. You close your eyes, hold your breath, waiting to see and feel what I'm going to do next. And every touch I give you is a source of sensual wonder. Will I kiss your mouth? Will I kiss your neck? Your chest? Will I lick your nipples? Your stomach? Will my hands run up your thighs? Will they brush against your cock? So many questions in your head. So many possibilities for your body. Most of all, I love to hear you sigh and whimper as my fingers and tongue send wonderful sensations to your pleasure centers. Sometimes it sounds like you're suffering, almost sobbing with frustration. But really, you're crying in delight, aren't you, babe? Delight at how your desire to come is building. Delight as you feel your balls churning. And delight at how completely instinctively your groin starts to make these thrusting movements as you mimic what it would be like to fuck me. At times, I see you frown, even though it feels so good, and I can tell. You're completely absorbed in all the wonderful sensations you're experiencing. Can I show you what I'm describing? Come on, Let's do this together. Lie back. Get yourself nice and comfy. Take all your clothes off. That's it. Good. That feels nice, right? Do you have your headphones on? Got those earbuds fully pushed in? Okay. Turn up the volume. And picture me sitting on the bed next to you. I've got a silk robe on and it's fully open. You can see the curve of my breasts beneath it and hear the fabric caressing my skin whenever I move. Are you lying back now, completely naked on the bed? Good. So, let me survey your body as I ask myself, where should I touch you first? Where should the journey begin? What would bring you the most pleasure? Let's start with a kiss. Your lips are really warm tonight. This is nice. Now, how about I rub my warm hands all over your chest? Let me use some massage oil. How does that feel? Good? Are your nipples sensitive? They feel very hard. Ugh, I don't ever remember seeing them stand up like that before. You are very turned on, aren't you, my love? But you and I both know that the basic principle of teasing is to take it slow. So I'm going to let my caresses go lower and lower down your chest. Let me rub your stomach. Do you like that? I'm getting close to a very sensitive area, aren't I, babe? Listen to your breathing. It's getting deeper. How about I take my hand so that it grazes right across the base of your penis? Just like this. You like that, don't you? I think you do. Oh, look at your cock. It's rising up from your body. Open your legs wider. Come on. Be a good boy. Oh, that's it. Now I have lots of space to work with. It will be so much easier to run my hands down to your balls. Oh. Oh, my sweet, they look so swollen today. Are you in pain, baby? Don't worry, I'll take really good care of you. And in a little while, all that pressure will be off because that ball sack will be completely empty. Oh, yes, I'll see to that. I think that spot right at the bottom of your balls needs some attention. You're so tight there. So stretched. Here, let me graze my fingers very lightly right underneath your sack, just above your ass. Does that feel good? I think it does. Oh, look at your cock twitching. Oh, it's got a mind of its own. Those churning away, making all that come. They must be getting hot. Let's see if I can cool them down. Maybe if I lick them, that'll help. Won't it? They need my cooling saliva spread all over them. You know, I think this robe needs to come off too. Is that all right? I want you to feel my breasts against your skin. I want you to let me rub them over your chest. Oh, it feels nice. They're so soft. I love the feel of them gliding over you, skin on skin. It's really delicious, isn't it? Now, how about I bring these gorgeous tits a little further down? You know, I think they would really look really good just cradling you down there. A lovely soft surround for the most sensitive parts of your body. After all, jewels need to be wrapped in velvet, don't they? And my tits are the softest packaging. They will enclose you so tenderly. Does that feel good? Can you feel my nipples glide over your ball sack? These perky nipples and soft breasts caressing your balls, your cock, sliding between the soft mounds of my tits. I'll bet that's your dream, right? So I have to say, talking about all this is getting me quite aroused. Talk about teasing and then seeing how you respond to my words and my touch. It makes me want to feel everything you're feeling. So, can we 69? That way we both receive and give pleasure. You'd like that? Me too. Oh, this is so nice. The two of us, completely naked, just teasing, licking, and caressing the most intimate parts of our bodies. So if we're going to get to do this properly, let's get you fully stretched out. Are you comfy? Are your legs open nice and wide for me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You look ready. Let me get on top of you. Is that comfortable for you? Let me raise my ass up a little. I need you to have full access to my cunt. I'm really fucking wet. I am really turned on. Oh, your cock is right in front of my face. Oh, look at that lovely, perfect pink head. So smooth. How about we get it wet? Would that be okay? When I see it glistening in front of me like this, my spit coating it, my little bubbles of spit running down from the tip, I think about how good my finger would feel circling the rim just like this. Oh, it's so soft and it's so sensitive there. How about I lick around the rim? Maybe slide my mouth over the tip like this. And this is heaven. Isn't that right? When you pull my pussy lips apart. Oh, when you open me up. It's so fucking delicious. I'm so vulnerable on display. It feels like the whole world has access to the most private part of me, and that excites me. But I want the world to know that my cunt, my soft, wet, engorged cunt, is completely open. For the pleasure of anyone who wants to lick me. Can you see everything? Can you smell me? And do you like it? Why don't you lick some of my juice off of me? Take my taste into your mouth and let it linger on your lips. So it wafts up to your nose. Run your tongue up my lips, babe. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, yes, lick all around me. No, no, no. Peeking out from between? Or have you pulled it so open that it's fully revealed? That little moist sliver of skin standing up. It's so proud and ready. Oh my. Tiny droplets of juice on her. Does she look like she's aching for a tongue to lick her softly? Or aching for a wet fingertip? Greased with my own wetness to graze over. I'm barely touching before circling around until the fingertip, your fingertip, slides softly over her and then returns to stroke her gently up and down, side to side. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That feels good. Oh my God, your tongue feels amazing. To get deep into me. Oh, lick me. Oh, taste me. Oh my God. Oh, babe. Can you lick me in the rhythm that I used to suck you? Up and down. Let me start. I love having your cock in my mouth. Kissing you. Trying to suck the cum up and out of you. Oh. Yes. That feels good. That's nice. Please keep licking my clit. Oh, I really like that. Oh, your tongue feels so fucking hot on me. I think I might come. Just from your tongue. Lapping wetly, insistently. Oof, purposefully. Like all it wants to do. Always bring me pleasure. Oh, So my clip becomes the center of my world. And there's nothing else in the universe. Oh. Except that sweet, wet flower of skin, full of nerve endings that are roaring in pleasure. As I give myself over to that wonderful, gathering feeling. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Keep licking. I'll try to keep sucking. Run your fingers all over me. Oh, and slide them inside of me. Oh, can you get to it? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, come with me. Oh. You did it on my face. Oh, I'm sorry. I was so out of it. I don't even remember much. Oh. Oh, other than this wave of pleasure just flowing through me. Oh my God, I love that you stroked yourself off. I'm so sorry. Oh, I wanted to swallow you. I started to come, it's like this crazy instinct took total control of me. And all I wanted to do was scream in pleasure, so I did. Fuck. Teasing really is the high point of arousal. Isn't it?